This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Yes, happy Wednesday, kids. Happy hump day. 855-839-1210. You'd be shocked by this thinking of some people, because it's probably not what you're being told every day, day after day. But theweek.com, I like The Week. It's more of a lefty perspective, but the writing's always good over there and kind of backs up some of my thinking of how they think, which is good. By the way, I want to ask a question, something for you to think about throughout the show today. So I'm going to do this segment at some point very, very soon. Bulletproof backpacks are now available in New Jersey. I'm wondering if you as a parent would actually want your kid to have one or not. All right? Bulletproof backpacks. We'll talk about that in just a second. But theweek.com, this is fascinating to me. They say, what will it take for the Democrat establishment to abandon Biden? Now, you may be thinking, well, yes, because of all his gaffes. Right? His malarkey and his gaffes and everything else. That's why they should. He's confused. He doesn't get it. He's confusing people. Like, he doesn't know the difference between Theresa May and Margaret Thatcher. Both women, both prime ministers of England, but not the same person, obviously. But of course, all old white prime ministers look the same. And that's been true. I've said that for a long time. Or between Angela Merkel, who is the chancellor of Germany. But at least he didn't confuse her with another chancellor of Germany. So, you know, there's that. At least he didn't do that. There's truth over facts. There's the idea that poor kids are just as good as white kids. Blah, 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 blah. This guy writes here for theweek.com. He says, you know, these are signs of cognitive decline that will be familiar to anyone who, like me, spends a good deal of time in the company of people who are roughly Biden's age. As far as I'm aware, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the only prominent Democrat who has actually come out and said this, even though it must be painfully obvious to millions of Americans who have friends and relatives in their eighth or ninth or even tenth decade of life. So he goes on about the verbal gaffes and then also a lot of the things that Biden makes, but the endless nostalgia. We just have to go back to the way things were. He says none of these in and of itself is a bad thing. No one minds the fact that older people get confused about their own biographical details or view the past with rose-colored glasses. In fact, one of the nastiest things about American life is how appallingly we treat the elderly, especially those whose families will not or cannot attend to them personally. But to suggest that Biden's mental abilities are irrelevant to the presidential campaign is insane. I do not think there is a single sentient adult actually believes this, least of all Biden himself. You cannot simultaneously bow before the awesome grandeur of a machine that exhaustively catalogs Donald Trump's false or misleading claims and then insist that Biden's verbal slip-ups are of no consequence. Which is why people who make excuses for Biden are always quick to mention the current president. Despite what is widely reported as more or less superhuman level of energy, Trump is bad at names and dates and, well, everything else that requires the ability to use words and his reasoning faculties. So basically what's happening here is here's this millennial writer for The Week, who I assume is woke. He writes for The Week and he's a millennial. So I think by there you can kind of assume that he's both, right? He's a woke millennial. Matthew Walter. He's got the beard. He's got the goatee. This is the dude you see at brunch. This guy's definitely at brunch, no doubt in my mind. And his argument here, his basic argument is that old guy has lost it. Now, he prefaces it by saying, and I'm shocked and appalled by how we treat the elderly. So he's going to use a little ageism, but crouch it with the, but I mean, it's so, we're so mean to old people. Then this is amazing. I mean, he's openly saying this now. Old guy's lost it. Woohoo, out there, Pops has lost it. And isn't it so mean how we treat the elderly? We should give them better grades of Jell-O. Better Jell-O is what we did. They deserve it for all that they've done for us and whatnot. And then he compares him to Trump, of course, because he has to do those things. But then he writes this. Will the Democrat establishment ever come around to this? What would it take for a few bigwigs to say enough's enough, pull Biden aside, and ask him to stand down? Imagine a world in which, on the eve of the primaries, Biden holds a joint press conference with his old pal Barack, in which they both endorse, I don't know, Julian Castro, a fresh-faced youngster who is up to the task of defending the old Obama-era neoliberal consensus. but with the performative wokeness dialed up one or two notches. Ah, now my question is this now. Is it age or is it wokeness? See, now I got to ask the other question then. Or is it ageism? You don't like old people. Or you don't like old people who are losing it. Or is it the fact that Biden's not woke enough for you? Hipster. Because this guy's a total hipster. I mean, he's got the cool beard. And like I said, he probably wears shoes that cost a lot of money. You know, it's millennials love their shoes. They certainly do love their shoes, do they not? Hey, look, I'm not judging. Shoes are important. You got to go bowling and stuff. But I'm just saying, is it that or is it that Biden's not woke?
What is it?
Well, you know, bowling. Shoes? Millennials love the bowl. Okay, it's back now. It's hip. It's hip bowling. Why have bowling shoes when you can just wear shoes that look like bowling shoes and then just go bowling? Have you seen some of the shoes?
I have.
They look like bowling shoes. Tell me I'm wrong.
They do.
Thank you.
And they're vegan friendly, right?
They're vegan bowling shoes is what people wear. And I think they're wearing that on the off chance there might be a spontaneous bowling game that happens at some point. And they want to be ready for it. In the old days, you had to change the shoes, get that awful spray the shoes, put them on.
Nobody liked to wear them.
No! Now, I've got my bowling shoes on 24/7. I am ready to go. So if you call me out for a spontaneous bowling duel right here in Fishtown, I am ready.
There's definitely a bowling spot in Fishtown.
You know that no libs, like people get upset with each other, they go, bowl, right now, and they just start rolling. That's what happens. They got their shoes. But he writes here, I for one cannot ever see this happening. This is not because it would be a good thing for the party and its fortune, but because Democrats value unity and loyalty and knowing one's place in the pecking order more than they do anything else, including winning elections. We saw this in 2016 when at least 10 of today's candidates running against the non-incumbent Trump would have had a better shot than Hillary Clinton, whose serious weaknesses were as apparent long before Iowa as they were on November 9th. Hillary waited for her turn. Now it's Joe's. He's not wrong in that sense. But you know what this tells me, though? A couple things. You notice how he didn't say, why don't we move Biden aside and get Bernie Sanders in there? Well, because Bernie's also an old white guy who I think has lost it years ago. And then there's America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, also an older American. I think a lot of the Democrats are ageist. I really do. I think they're ageist. I think that truth is coming out. They just think that they want a young person to run. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is who they want. They want her as their party standard bearer. They don't want these old geezers anymore. And what's fascinating is that they feel now emboldened enough to come out and start saying this stuff. You used to not say it publicly. You wouldn't write this stuff on theweek.com and accuse somebody of having early onset dementia or Alzheimer's or something like that. But they're doing it. They're doing it. So then I have to ask this question. If Biden does become the nominee, or Bernie Sanders, or Elizabeth Warren. Do all these woke millennials stay home, or do they? No, not if it's Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. Because at the end of the day, their ideology will trump everything else. But do you think snarky guys like this will actually stay home for Joe Biden just to teach the party a lesson? I do. I've been saying that. I believe it. And I think that's what he's basically trying to say here. He'll blame it on something else, of course. But at the end of the day, it'll be because you didn't listen to us. Stay woke.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.